Dou a Minha Palavra, um podcast e canal do YouTube da Algures para conhecer artistas. São conversas informais sobre a criação artística e a vida. Procura-nos em alguresalgures.pt.
Olá, eu sou a Susana Cecílio e este é o Dou a Minha Palavra, um podcast da Algures. Chegou a terceira temporada deste ciclo de entrevistas e com ela voltamos à conversa e à presença de mulheres que atuam na comicidade. Hoje conversámos com Gardi Utter, uma mulher extraordinária que nos contou com grande generosidade o seu percurso e nos trouxe o seu olhar particular sobre o mundo apaixonante do clown. Este episódio é imperdível e é em inglês. Ora, espreitem! Hi, Gardi.
Hello, hello, everybody.
Good morning. We are very grateful and honored that you have accepted our invitation to be here in our podcast, Dou a Minha Palavra.
It's my pleasure.
And to come also to our festival, Tem Graça. We are very excited and happy to have you with us in the festival. So thank you so, so, so much.
It's a pleasure for me too.
And we can start with this Portuguese question, that is, qual é a sua graça?
My graça, that's my name. My name is Gardi, and the name of my mask, of my clown, is Hanna, Joana, Juana. And it's because of the first show I made, it's the Bosch Woman, that is the show I will present also at your festival. The basic idea of the performance, that the three saint person who spoken with Jeanne of Arc, they has a wrong address, and they spoke to the good one, but a stupid one, and one is too fat to go in the armament. So that was the basic idea to do, then developing the show and the scenes, then we lost all these saint persons and we do alone. It was a massive pleasure also because Gianni is a very popular comic name. That is really the poor boy from the countryside who goes in the big town to work and is a servant. And he is very clever. But it's the female form, Gianna, Joanna. I loved it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's beautiful. And now I will ask you a very difficult question. That is, who is Gardi Utter?
I am born in the 50s and grew up in the 60s and the 70s. And probably today you cannot imagine no more how it was in these years. Because for women in Switzerland, they was not allowed to vote. And by law, the father was the big chief of the family and could give orders to women. And so when I was 15, that was 68. And this big political social revolution was just in my very private biography was parallel. So I got in a big rebellion against all. And to choose to make theater was a result of this big rebellion, because first I wanted to make political work and then social work, just to change something in this society. And in this moment, the very nice thing is that this moment we believe that it's possible to change the society. To make theater, to do only politics and social, it does not really, but I have my big talent and also I have my big passion. I want move, I need my body, I want express, go deep, make crazy things, make, go in ecstasy. And so to choose the theater was the form really to come most near to what I felt in me and what I felt out me. And I think that the motor of all this was my big angry. I was so angry about the society, about how I grew up, this very patriarchal world was in this time. Now it's changed a lot. We're not really arrived that this we are equal, but if we make a paragon 80 to 50 years ago, it's really another world.
So for you, it was this moment to choose to be an actor and a clown was a revolution, an inside revolution.
It was an existential question. So it was not something I thought. It was really all my life I put in. And it was for me, I have no choice. I had just to do it. If not, I would be going big depression or suicide. So there was enough energy to really go in, because it's not easy to become a clown. And in these years to become a female clown, it was no example. There was no role model. You need some energy plus and extra and X large for having the resistance and the resilience to arrive.
Okay, and where did you find this energy? Was through your anger? How could you find your strongness to do it?
The anger was really the energy. In the 60s, 70s, there was a movement. There was a lot of friends, and they have the same anger. And we have to get free. Today, it's difficult. The society in the 50s was so big repression. For women, it was always forbidden. It was also where I lived. The police came if you are a woman is with a man without being married. That was against the law. The police can come in. And or it was forbidden for me to put pantaloni, trousers. It was forbidden. It's so ridiculous. Sometimes it's difficult for a new generation to imagine how it was.
Of course, yeah. My mother told me that the first time she dressed trousers, her father beat her.
Yes, me too. That is really a scene. I was 16 years and somebody made me a gift of trousers, and I really, in the cupboard, it was hidden. And one morning I left half an hour before, I put it and ran out the house. And my mother declared, come back! And then I was beaten too. That was criminal. That was a sin. So I have a lot of ridiculous stuff for becoming a clown and a lot of energy to resist. First I go for 3 years in a theater academy, in a classic theater academy, to learn really the mechanism to do theater and also to pedagogic of theater. And then I was for 1 year actress, and I was really deceived totally, because young actress is in the theater is more traditional than the society of the female roles. The young female actress roles is there have to be beautiful, and they die very early. And what they say is really it's absolute loving being. The presence is only to tell about love. They have no profession, they have no anger, they have no... It's really a function in the theater piece is to bring a little bit emotion and aesthetic. And then I don't correspond it to this young actress image. So, but also I don't find alternatives in the theater, in the classic and also in the contemporary theater. There was the gender is today... a discussion, a team. But in this moment, there was no consciousness of this. So I only feel this dark anger. And after 1 year, I thought, no, my theater is so boring. I have to write myself what I want to play and what I want to say. I won't give anger. I won't give a face, a form, a shape. Uh-huh. And so I left Switzerland. I go to Italy because there was a workshop of 2 months for clown. And then I met a clown group, Teatro Ingenuo. I loved their work, and I got with them. And for 3 years, I tried to become a clown. And for 3 years, it was very, 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 very hard. We made a lot of shows. And just as last try, we make this story of the wrong Jeanne d'Arc. This show is my first show, and I do it since 41 years. I've done more than 1,300 of only this show. It's developing all over the years. So
this year, that you were trying to become a clown, this process was like a scream of freedom. How was it? What was the main process that you say, okay, now I found my way? How was it, these moments?
It's very difficult to make a definition what is a clown and what is not a clown. Yes. No? Only definition, I think it's a clown go on stage and people know that he's a clown. And there are a lot of different clowns, but it's a public who decide who is a clown. It is really to find his original way of a mask, of a personage, of a clown, or Buffon, or Arlequin, or Augusto. There is a lot of names of always the same phenomenon. This comic mask who make a mirror to the people and they laugh about. And they laugh, and I think it's not because he's only funny, the clown. The clown is so dramatic, so catastrophic, that his exaggeration is so big that you can laugh about. It's a tragicomic person, a funny person,
This was one of my questions, that the comedy and the tragedy are companions. And in your work, this is very clear. The tragedy and the comedy, they are together. They walk together. So can you talk a little more about this phenomenon?
When I do a new show, or also when I do a workshop, what I say is just found the biggest catastrophe possible. Or found a lot of biggest catastrophe. And then decide which catastrophe is your one. And then that more it's tragic, more it's black, more it's without hope. The more you can make it funny after. So never search gags first. If you have your tragic story without issue, without solution, without nothing, then the clown can work because he finds new solution. And I think the origin of the comic, every comic mask, is the confrontation with death. And also in the human evolution, the laughing is a cultural invention. That is what is distinguish us from animals. We can laugh about. So not only if you're killing, that you're really laughing about. I think you have a very complex concept, and you know, that the basic is, you know, you will die. You have no hope. You can develop what you want. You can have every strategy you can, but at the end, you have to go. And the clown says, okay, who cares? We laugh about. I think that is the mechanism of comic theater and of loving, that we know that it is tragic, but we go on. Because it's the different. The tragic is we know we die and then we're suffering that we are dying. That is the tragic way. And the comic way is, okay, let's die.
A curiosity that I have and I used to ask in this podcast is, how do you access the playful energy? Do you have any rituals to find this painful energy? How do you do?
One thing is the physical preparing. So you have to move your body, your voice, and prepare it. There are your skills to work. But then I think on stage, the energy is really an exchange with the public. More and more I do now, it's almost 50 years that I have to do with theater, more and more, and think theater is really a ritual. And it's a collective ritual to have collective emotions, to go through deep emotions, the black emotions, the anger, the fear, negative, not perfection. We go through and we come out. And this energy, I think that what I'm so fascinating about in the theater, that is not only my energy. On the stage, going through for the public. They won't arrive to their emotion and I'm the going through this on the aura. I invent the images, the vision, the pictures. They can follow to arrive in their deep emotions. So I have not to explain them the word. I have to offer pictures, emotional pictures they can travel with.
Do you think that this way of present your clown is a way to do political action, artistic political movements? It's your way of stay in the 60s, you know, in this strongness.
The clown is not the day-to-day political character. That is cabaret or political cabaret or stand-up. They really are related to the real society. The clown is more on the existential level about being so stupid of humanity. So in this kind, I'm political person. I'm speak about human being, but I'm not speaking about the political men like now it's Macron or it's Scholz or it's Biden or it's Putin. For example, in Strano Varpo, what I'm speaking about is to be a hero, to make war. For becoming a hero, you have to kill a lot of people. So I'm working about mechanism, how violence came up or how if I want to be a hero, I have to kill the other, but they want to be heroes too. So it's political in a philosophical.
A different way of being political, because it's about the human feelings, the thing that connect all of us. We want to be a hero, we want to be loved, we have fears and all these things.
It's our basic emotion who now becoming so dangerous that we are able to destroy the world if we go on like this. So if we don't really change, and for changing it first to take consciousness how we do and how we won't have always more and faster and so we destroy. But we destroy not the nature, because the nature is too big. We destroy ourselves.
Do you have these thoughts about which are the essential qualities to become a clown? The things that we need to be aware.
It's a constellation. You have to have a talent to express emotion and to have a feeling of rhythm. That comic is a question of rhythm. To invent stories, to have a feeling of dramaticità. And then, you have work a lot. You have a lot of discipline. And I think also it's also a question of intelligence. to laugh about something needs more intelligence than to cry about something.
Yeah, but it's a paradox also, because the clown is a ridiculous way of thinking. But to become a clown, we have to be clever.
That is just the title of my workshop. Be complicated is very simple, but be simple is very complicated. I think the paradox of the clown is more it's well worked and you don't see no more the work, then it's perfect. If you see the work or the effort, or the fatigue of a clown number, that it's nothing. So when the public has the impression, she's funny like this, that is her nature, then it's good. Don't see no more the work.
Yeah, but you think this is a process? Because sometimes at the beginning of a number of a show, is like a little bit straight. I don't know how to... And then he starts to leave. Or you think that it's easy to do a show in the good mood of naturality and...
The working process to arrive to a show, you ask me, no? Allora, normally I first decide the world's greatest catastrophe. The core is always also, I feel like catastrophe. I have also personal relation. So I must be very interested. I must feel patient, and I want to change. It has to be existential need to tell what I want to tell. When I have this, then I ask a second person and we write together. We invent how this big team can become theater, how I can it do in a show that I am a tailor, or how the people see that I am a tailor. What can I do? I need scenic material. And then we always have the big story. I think the dramaturgy is very important. That the logic, you have to need the catastrophe has a situation of departure. The catastrophe have solution. They don't work. They don't nerve. Then something, the end, you have to surprise. And when we have more or less written this, then I ask, we think about the scenography. We think about the costume, about music, about what we need for telling this in the most simple and direct and impact possible. Then mm-hmm. we do this, and then also only we begin to rehearsal. When I have all, then I make always 2 months. We try all. We try a lot of things. And at the end, what from all what we tried do ends perhaps 5% in the show.
Yeah.
And more or less in every show I do is 1 year of work. It's important also to find the person who can work together. Also, if I stay alone on the stage, I have a director. I have somebody who is outside who don't play, because as actor you have an other need. As actor you have to go deep in your body and make in your instincts and in what you cannot explain why you do this, but you feel that's like this, and you need somebody who's outside and can make the evaluation of what this is, where we can put where. And then more or less the end, where the last 2-3 weeks, I repeated so much the same thing, and really I think, no, it's so boring, it cannot be a good show now. Then the other has to say, no, I always, the day before the first show, I could throw away all. Till now, I made 9 shows, and they worked. It's a big work, including a lot of crises and doubts.
Yes. I'm feeling comfortable now to hear from you that you have so many experience to say that, because sometimes it's very hard.
To arrive to this simplicity, that's the most difficult thing.
So it's not going to become easier?
No, and there's a reason why, because if you want to invent something new, you have to afford the chaos, you have to afford that you adapt, all is wrong and easy. You repeat what you have seen and then make the same thing, and that's boring. For coming out, you have to amalgamate what you have, or alchemy. You have to go in a process where you lose the control.
Uh-huh.
And you hope that you come out and I'm not. Yeah.
And do you work as a director also?
No, because I am a player. I'm co-directing always. In my show, the director cannot say me, do this. We try all, but we create the show together, no? From inside rather from outside. But at the end, I won't play. I do all this work and all this effort because I really love is playing. Mm-hmm. So the director loves creating, but then when the first show is done, then he's out.
Yeah.
So that for me, it would be a too big frustration, because what really I love and I always love after so many years is to stay on stage and play, because mm-hmm. playing is for me a state of soul. So you have the real life, you have the concrete, realistic world around, and playing, you can invent what you want. All the option is open.
It's a freedom.
If you arrive to take the public that they have really, they want to follow you and go with you on this crazy traveling you do with this abisso, this black hole you go. It is really, it's something, it's not a drug, but it's like a drug.
Wow. So we are ending this interview, but I would like to ask you, what advice would you give to someone who wants to be a clown?
You need the passion. You need that you want to change the world in better, I think. And be sincere, really, go deep, especially for the woman. We need so much that the people like us, that they see us well, that we are accepted. That is important in the life, but for clown working, forget it. It's not, do you have not to, piacere, come è? Sim,
agradar agora telling in Portuguese.
It's not like in the social media you leak, you don't leak so much many likes.
Yeah.
You have to touch the people. I think one is to make them laugh, but I think what is important is really to touch the people. And you touch the people, the public, with the drama. And with the laughing, you make the drama supportable. And to touch the people is really, you have to touch yourself. So you have to be very authentic. That is really go search to, I think that we really, no, the language is not helpful.
I think it's clear, this advice.
You really go through, find your drama. And what is important also for the clown, at the end, you have to surprise yourself. So if you only go in the drama, that's not a show that I want to see. I don't see, won't see only your drama. But if you find your drama and you can capovolgere and you make and you surprise me with solution, then I follow you.
Ah, beautiful. Yeah. I want to ask you also, what makes you laugh?
I think when I'm surprised, when I wait an answer or I wait and then he or her surprised me. I think when I wait for something and then it happens, then it's boring,
it's boring.
No?
Yeah. So,
and there's a lot on stage, you cannot repeat or copy others. You have really to invent something new and you have to surprise me. Yeah. So if you were try a lot of different things.
Well, we are finished this interview, okay. But I would like to ask you, what does Anna say to Gadi?
Hannah, her basic is, I'm not fat, the mirror is too little.
Okay.
I think what it was really one reason of the success, that the Hannah, she don't call, is like the female aesthetic, but she has no complex. She has no problem of self-esteem. She is really without any doubt. And so she is not fat. The mirror is too little.
I love it. thank you, Gadi. Do you want to tell us something more? Something that you, I didn't
I
ask?
I will see you when I'm in Portugal.
Yes, it will be great to be with you.
No, I want just to say there is a lot of place, of space for new clowns and new woman clown. I don't want to say woman clown because it's normal that clowns are women and men. Till we say when a woman does theater, it's woman theater. When a man does theater, then it's theater. We're not there. But, you know, we are on the road.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Gadi.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.